Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Hey, how's your tongue?
Oh my gosh, I hurt so bad. I bit my tongue so bad last night.
A little
buddy. I was eating dinner and talking to my brother at the same time, and apparently I can't do those two things correctly. It bled for hours.
Sick.
Hours.
You're like, I taste pennies.
It happened at like 5:30, and I brushed my teeth at 8 o'clock to go to bed, and I was still spitting out loads of spit, like red. Like straight up. I bit
Somebody doesn't
my
clot
tongue.
Well.
No, I know, apparently. Apparently, I have very thin blood, but I do not recommend biting your tongue.
No, what were you eating?
It hurts a lot. I was eating, it was a healthy plate. It was cucumbers,
well,
tomatoes. I know. I was just trying to get it done quick,
your
right?
Your tongue was trying to get out of your mouth.
Worried it was going to bite me back. Like, I was just like into it, but it hurt so bad. And even I woke up this morning because I had to take ibuprofen last night. It hurt so bad. I woke up this morning and it still hurts. So if it's hard for me to spit out words today, it's because.
Now we know why.
Can't chew. I don't know what happened.
It's like, time to play Candy Crush.
Yeah, get ready for that.
Candy Crush. It's the Mile High hype. Here's the local stuff today.
Happy Thursday.
How can this be? Jersey Mike's has ended Chick-fil-A's 11-year reign as America's top fast food restaurant. It's like an American customer satisfaction index.
It's because of those peppers.
What's with the peppers?
The red pepper spread.
You put on top of that sandwich makes
I've never had one.
Plus, have you had their rosemary parm bread?
Yeah. No.
Well, I want that now.
The way they level up their
game
condiments
really?
And their vessels in which they
Plus,
serve their sandwiches.
Their pickles, so I'm good. Sorry, 1,000 times better than Chick-fil-A.
What makes them so great?
Crispier, crunchier, much more like a Grillo's pickle, and that's the kind of pickle that I like.
That's a superior pickle right there.
It's the best.
Plus, I think it was really smart of them to pick up Danny DeVito as their spokesperson, right?
Is that what really set him apart?
Really
That's
was.
What did.
Because here's the thing. Jersey Mike's wasn't anything special, and then they teamed up with Danny DeVito, made a very strong comeback, and now you they're everybody's favorite.
Those commercials were extremely funny.
They're amazing.
I mean, that's could be on point right there.
Yes, so I think they just did everything right.
I rolled really into a Chick-fil-A on the way home yesterday, and I grabbed some sandwiches for me and the kids and some fries. And I'll be honest with you, the past few times I've had a Chick-fil-A sandwich,
oh no,
they're a little ho-hum.
Oh no, I had someone else tell me that the other day, and it was like,
something's up with them. Something's different.
I haven't had it in a minute, but every time I've been through that drive-thru or into that restaurant, I'm satisfied. So like, I'm just like, maybe I just...
I don't know.
No?
They're like greasier now or something.
Oh,
it was
no.
a little squish.
I'd agree with that. And they got rid of the pretzel bun last summer, and that really made me sad because they had that nice little pretzel bun sandwich. And after that, I was like, I don't know, God. CFA.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Jersey Mike's is where it's at, apparently. So who's buying today?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I got you.
Yay!
Yay!
I want to give you this quick story really quick because I know what Josh is going to be talking about in sports, and this kind of goes with it. Researchers analyzed health data and found zero health benefit from alcohol at any level of consumption.
Oh, no.
In fact, they found the risk of death increases even among people who would be considered moderate drinkers, even those like one glass of wine at night type people. They say men who drank about 2 alcoholic beverages a day face roughly a 4% lifetime risk of dying from an alcohol-related illness or injury. Hey, watch me jump off this house into this pool,
That's
bro.
That's it. Yep. You know it.
Study also found that women face greater risk of alcohol-related liver disease than men at similar drinking levels. Watch my liver jump off the top of this house into a pool, bro. Anyway,
no hands.
They're saying do not drink alcohol, essentially. You should probably just cut it all out. And I have. I really have. I know Katie totally has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was that person jumping off the roof.
Once or twice, Katie.
How long has it been, been since you had a margarita or a cocktail or
been
something?
Been a long time. It'll be 9 years in September,
good for you.
Actually. And so, And it was kind of this, I always call it, I Forrest Gumped it. Because I just kept saying to myself, well, I made it this far, might as well just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, it truly, there are so many good things about it. Not just my, energy level and relationships, but overall health and just the way I retained information and my skin and my hair, like
so supple,
all of it. Just
and no
improved.
DUIs,
exactly.
No car crashes, no domestic violence.
Yes, all of
no unwanted
things.
Pregnancies. Wow. Again,
I'm really winning again. Over here. Really winning. So yeah, it truly.
At least you caught it.
Made my whole life better. I caught it.
Okay.
I just decided
just keeps going.
Not to dwell on it.
Not another one.
How are you going to celebrate your decade long of no beer, no alcohol?
I always go out to Chinese food and lots of
sushi.
That's
where
you
get
it.
That decade is a huge thing.
You
it
get
is.
Drunk off the Szechuan chicken and
there
the
you go.
Beef broccoli.
Absolutely. That rainbow roll. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out.
We had these little wonton things last night with some I don't know, some sort of sauce and rice. Damn,
ooh,
they were good.
Yeah, I love that wonton. Okay.
All right, so with all that being said, I know what you have in sports. And they'd be drinking in Scotland and here.
Unbelievable how much they're drinking. So the Scottish fans have been making headlines everywhere for the World Cup because so many of them specifically have kind of congregated in Boston because that's where their team has been playing right now. So Scottish supporters are attending the FIFA World Cup matches have created unprecedented beer shortages essentially across all of Boston right now. Sam Adams has been their beer of choice as multiple bars are saying last weekend they had to make emergency Saturday delivery runs all over Boston because they had run completely
we're
dry.
Out of beer.
Hennessy's Bar, who has been operating Scott. In Boston for over 30 years, sold out entirely on Sunday. The chief operating officer, Noel Summers, said, it tripled St. Patrick's Day sales. We
yeah.
don't like to drink on St. Patrick's Day, okay?
In
and
Boston.
Scotland said, hold my
Scotland.
Beer.
My buddy, Scotland Rob, man, yeah. he could put them back.
I bet.
Boy, when we were drinking whiskey, he could put them back.
What's different about them? Because truly, like, it's
they're
a
tough.
Thing.
They I don't
just,
know.
They can drink like there is no tomorrow.
But when you can outdrink Bostonians who celebrate malt liquor Tuesday weekly,
thank
like
you.
That's something.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Saying something.
Many other bars have said, we have truly never seen anything like this. The White Bull Tavern exhausted all beer supplies, particularly their Tennent's Lager, which is Scotland's most popular brew. Mm. So they'd be drinking Sam Adams because they love America, and then they'd be drinking their home brew right there because they're like, nothing tastes like home. So Boston businesses are now even preparing
for
this
them.
Friday's Scotland versus Morocco
good
game in Foxborough.
Them.
They're sweating this thing
they're
out.
They're rolling kegs in from the street. Let's go.
They are so worried, and I love this because they're going viral all over these different taverns and bars and everything. And no matter how much beer they're drinking, they're either learning the new John Denver song or they are like remembering it from over the across the pond. I don't know, but they are singing John Denver like there's no tomorrow.
Yep.
Better than a Scottish shanty.
They are
absolutely
drunk.
Hammered.
Well, as you head off to work today, be aware you might be seeing a few more people walking around or riding a bike. It's today's National Dump the Pump Day, which encourages people to leave their cars at home.
Oh.
Maybe even hop like a light rail or a bus. Maybe, I don't know, if you do have to drive, maybe carpool with somebody. Just less cars on the road. Kind of a day to give the middle finger to gas stations, I guess.
I dig it.
You dig it?
Well, yeah,
especially
gas
now.
Is so expensive.
I walked in today.
It's coming down. No, you didn't.
I left at 2. I left at 1:30 in the morning. And
good
I made my
you.
Way in.
Made it
green
in.
Thumb.
Yeah. I dumped the pump today. New Spider-Man movie is coming out called Spider-Man Brand New Day. I watched the trailer this morning. I am so out of the loop on all the Spider-Man movies.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I don't even know who's Spider-Man right now. Who
I'm
is
excited
it?
For this one because this is like Tom Holland's kind of finale.
Oh, is that what it is?
Allegedly, it brings back all the old Spider-Mans, too.
Oh.
You know, like the Tobey Maguire.
See, I don't get that whole thing.
Andrew Garfield. Well, it's... So, okay.
Different universes
I need
or something?
More minutes. Yeah, it's called the Spider-Verse. There's
you don't
different
need
worlds.
To.
Marvel went crazy, but they brought back Tobey Maguire. Makes a happy Josh. There
okay. So this one, the Hulk's in it, Punisher, and the villain Scorpion. Are we happy about that?
Oh.
Sure.
There's more than one Spider-Man?
Yeah, I know. Okay. I flipped on Disney Plus the other day, and there was like 9 different Spider-Mans. I was like, I don't even know where to start. Like, what? I don't know.
Well, there's been different
franchises. So I just turned the TV off and went outside.
Honestly, good call.
I still thought it was the same Spider-Man, though. I just thought that they kept recasting it to make him stay young. You know, Toby, you're too old.
No, it's different.
Tom,
Marvel universe.
Different universe.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, there's some Spider-Man popcorn buckets
so
coming out.
Don't look so disappointed in me, Josh.
I didn't know either, Katie. It's fine. I didn't even know.
I'm disappointed Marvel did what they did.
Okay.
Why wasn't it just Toby Maguire the whole time?
I agree.
Did he just get bored?
He's 50 now,
Toby. The guy who plays Hulk is like 70 now. Mark Ruffalo.
He's got a problem with his net.
Yeah,
Thor's getting up there. Who else is there?
The Gold of Thunder doesn't really get old.
But Iron Man, he's getting up there.
Yeah. He is. Yeah, Robert Downey.
Mm. Anyway.
Marvel needs to
look at us nerding out. The only movie that really matters is this one right here. Mike Myers has confirmed that a 4th Austin Powers movie is happening.
Yeah, baby. Hell
yeah.
Yes, I love that.
But no Mini-Me.
Why?
He dead.
He passed away, Katie.
He did?
Vern Troyer passed away. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's still dead,
Katie,
actually.
Why?
I'll look it up. I think he's still dead.
My bad.
Well, rest in
peace.
Poor Katie Cat. Okay, and then one more thing. This is kind of funny. Sales of basic point-and-shoot digital cameras continue climbing right now as younger customers embrace early 2000s photography. They like the imperfect look, maybe a little grainy image, and the fact that pictures don't immediately end up on social media. It's all part of the reaction to like getting rid of smartphones and the nostalgia culture now. And they're going back to those little point-and-shoot cameras. I found one of mine in my basement the other day. Nicole gave me a point-and-shoot camera for my college graduation.
That's so cool.
When we were dating.
So
a really nice camera.
Still.
And there's a little SD card in it, and I was like, well, okay. What's on this?
So it's still digital. It's not the film. But
it's not film. I don't even know where you would go to buy film.
I know.
It's probably online somewhere.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Walgreens? So they like, you know, bringing it in to get it developed? That's part of their
This
want?
One still says digital. Okay. Digital cameras. So.
My sister's obsessed with hers. She got to, every time I see her at a party, she is holding the digital camera instead of her phone. So
is this your hot sister?
It's my younger sister.
She the
Both
hot one?
Of his sisters are gorgeous.
No, there's
Remember
one
that.
That's hotter than the
no,
other.
No, there's... You're so mean. Don't you pit them against each other. They're both beautiful.
Do they both have kids now?
They're both gorgeous.
No, my older sister has 3 adorable
Right, okay, so it's
sons.
The younger sister.
Boys. Stop.
You say that because she's single. Stop. Anyway, I have gotten this my entire life.
I know, you're used to
it. I thought I would have outgrown it, but
no.
Good for them, though.
Do you have pictures of her holding your camera?
Okay.
No, I don't have pictures of this.
What's her name?
I don't even know. I can't remember.
Isn't it Heidi or something? Or Haley? No. Or
Hannah and Haley.
Okay, Katie.
Hannah? Sorry. Which one's the younger one?
They're
Hannah?
Gorgeous. They're beautiful.
Haley's the younger one. Hannah's
Haley's the younger one. Hey, Haley. Good morning. Gosh. Katie, what you got
very
for local?
Sweet young ladies, too.
Very
they
sweet.
Are. Okay, so we do have an adorable local story starting things up here with the Lakewood Police Department. So they're getting a lot of traction on social media right now for their latest traffic stop. It is so cute. So they said one of its officers recently pulled over a, quote, speedster who was caught exceeding the adorable speed limit in his custom-designed ride around the streets of Lakewood. They put up a picture of this police officer from Lakewood. Talking to a young man who was probably 4 or 5 years old, and he was in a mini McLaren.
Have you been drinking, sir?
It is the cutest, cutest picture. And
it's
so funny.
Did they do a little DUI on him?
Well, in the post, they said his excuse was, I had to get home for a nap.
And he spit on the officer and they took him down?
No, he didn't. He was very adorable.
They tased him.
The agent just had to issue a sternly humorous warning for driving the miniature McLaren way too fast for the neighborhood. But I put that picture up in our stories, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, and you can go check it out. The way he's looking up at the officer, like, I was only going 60, sir.
Yes.
It is so cute. It made my whole day. So make sure you get on over.
On the ground.
Instagram.
Get on the ground. We need backup. We need backup.
Did you just crap your pants, sir?
That's all good.
It's so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
It's adorable. You have to go check it out again in our stories on Instagram at Jeremy, Katie, Josh. No, you want to check out
that live your
picture.
Life. You don't have to do that.
You do. Okay, you also have to go to Rocky Mountain National Park because according to HOPPA, which is an airport transportation transportation company. They just analyzed TikTok and Instagram hashtags across the country to find the most iconic national parks that have the best sunsets. Okay? You know we're on this list, Josh. You know we're in the top five, Jeremy. So, number one, we just got to give a shout out to Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. Obviously,
never heard of it.
A lot of great sunsets there, Grand Canyon. But number two is Rocky Mountain National Park. And they say it's really our elevation is what gives us the number two spot because you get a straight view of the sunset. I mean, you and the sun are essentially at the same height, because 12,000 feet is where it peaks out there in Rocky Mountain National Park. So absolutely stunning sunsets. I can say that from experience. I love mountain sunsets. They are my absolute favorite. So
I will say I like them over a beach sunset. A beach sunset's beautiful. It really is. But when you see it, you know, cresting over the mountains, there's nothing better.
And we get that pink kind of hue that comes over the mountain peaks.
Plus
and
with the greenery of the trees.
Gorgeous. We've had quite a few this week that have been just stunning here in the city. So if you can imagine up in Rocky Mountain National Park, well deserving of that number two spot. And then we've just got some things for you to get in on this weekend. Happy Father's Day, of course, to all the dads out there. And Pikes Peak International Hill Climb will take place this weekend. So that's a shout out to dads. I didn't realize they did that on Father's Day weekend. But have you ever been to the hill climb?
I have not.
No.
Where they're just like hiking Pikes Peak?
Oh, no, it's the cars.
It's the car thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Race.
Yeah, it's the hill climb.
They just get a bunch of dads together and they hike up a mountain.
Well, that's what I thought.
Exactly.
I know they do the pike. Yeah, I didn't know. My brother's done that before, though.
Okay.
He's gone there, so I have not. But
is that your hot brother?
No. Yes. Yes, it is. My hot brother, Jake.
That was good. That was funny. What up, Jake? Okay, so, and then there's other things for you to check out as well, because Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs.
What is this?
This is something I have been to, and if you can imagine, strawberries take over the whole town. I mean, they have a parade. All the restaurants have some kind of strawberry-themed dish that they serve. People walk around dressed as a strawberry. It's a good time. If you've never been up to Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs,
quick, guess,
you have to.
Guess one place I'm
you
not going to be at this weekend.
Promise me it's not this.
Well,
you
my strawberry costume is the dry cleaner right now, unfortunately.
Oh, I forgot you have that phobia with strawberries, too. That's probably not the place for you, Jeremy.
The trypophobia.
Right? With all the little holes in them.
Oh.
You don't like
those?
No,
strawberries don't bother me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was strawberries.
No, the things that bother me with strawberries is when they do those things where they put them in like a bowl of vinegar, a little vinegar and water, and all the bugs come out of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gets me with strawberries.
You like, don't like that.
It's surprising how many little insects are in strawberries.
Okay, well, they're not going to put any of these strawberries in water, and no bugs allowed in Glenwood Springs Strawberry Days, okay?
Okay,
so
I'm back in.
Check it out. And then one more. We just want to give a shout out to Juneteenth, because festivities, oh my gosh, all weekend.
Oh, yeah,
the big one in Denver, because now they made it a 3-day festival. So all along the historic Five Points area, it kicks off tomorrow night with a DJ, music, all kinds of fun stuff, and then it continues through Sunday. So Juneteenth looks like a really good
long weekend for a lot of people, too. Friday's
weekend.
Up.
Absolutely. So go live it up. Have some fun. Get your strawberry on, right?
Mm-hmm, there
you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie is our resident couch potato on the show, and she's got another Netflix recommendation. What you got, our little potato?
Okay, I do my part, guys. Just saying. I am so sucked into this show, 60 Days In. Have you heard of it?
You can't say that I have.
Nope. Okay, so it is essentially regular people who are going undercover in prison. All right? So they're attempting.
Why?
I know. That's
you just want to try the food.
So what it is they're actually attempting to eliminate like rival gangs, drugs, and corruption within their facilities.
Good
so
luck.
It is like the cops and the sheriffs and the people who are within the prison system who set all this up, and they have regular, normal people spend 60 days in the prison trying to figure out what's wrong with it so that they can then correct it. But the part about this that just like blows my mind are the people who volunteer to go in there for 60 days.
Are they like little mousy, like nerdy guys or something?
Okay, you know what's
funny?
Yes,
I'll go in there.
Immediately I thought it was like, you know, rich people who have too much money, too much time on their hands, and they've just run out of thrills, right? They're like, I'll go into prison for 60 days. It's fine. But no, it is normal, regular day people. I just started hey, watching Jim. It. I'm two episodes in, and they're focused on this woman who is a mom of six. And her whole thing is, I'm a mom of six. I can handle prison. I'm just like, wait a minute. Mm. I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into. Is this you just trying
Shanked
to run away
on the
from
first
your
day.
Kids? Exactly. Like, I think she's just trying to get a vacation from her family. I don't think she knows what she's getting herself into. But
do they actually put them like in the cell?
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're pretend prisoners.
Pretend prisoners. They have
Unreal.
A backstory when they go in. Like this woman who's a mom of six, her backstory is she ran over her ex-husband and that's why she's in prison. I know. So they have a backstory. They go in.
Why did she run over him?
No, she didn't. That's just
no,
her backstory.
Oh, that is the backstory.
That's her backstory. It's her fake backstory to go in and be a part of it. So that's what she tells all the other inmates. But they do a strip search. Like, they're cavity searching her as she goes into this thing. So it is no joke. They have to do everything.
So where do I sign up for this?
Netflix. You can go watch it on Netflix. But they're doing it in
where do I
Penal
sign
County,
up for
Arizona.
This?
So it's in Arizona. So if you want to be a part of it, you just go ahead and
take
look
a look at my Penal County.
Penal County, Arizona, or Pinal County. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But it's A&E Networks. But it's filmed around the clock. So they're constantly filming these people.
Probably so they don't get shanked.
It is insane.
Go touch grass.
I can't stop.
Go touch grass.
You should sign up for this.
I should.
Please.
I feel
How
like
long
I
are
could...
you? Would you be gone if you did this?
2 months.
To 30 to 60 days is the time frame.
I don't think you could do 30
send
days.
The link to
you don't
sign
think
up.
I could?
I don't think you could.
I think I'll come out all jacked.
Whatever.
I think a lot of people go to prison and get fatter.
I know, but. I would not.
You wouldn't. Okay, all right. Okay.
I don't know
okay.
if that would be
but
possible.
It is. You have to watch it. Hey.
Okay, so the CPW, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, reporting an increase in in-vehicle car versus bear incidents across the state right now. Wildlife officials are saying drought conditions in some areas, population growth, and expanding suburban development, pushing bears closer and closer to roads and neighborhoods. And now people be hitting bears like crazy.
Oh, no, not hitting them. I thought they were just, like, seeing them.
Mm-mm,
they're getting hit. Oh.
Like they say, you usually think about people just tagging deers and elks and things like that. But I guess the bears are coming down closer and closer to town. And people keep running into them. And they say the bears are big and they'll do some serious damage to your car.
I feel like the bear would be okay almost.
No, I'm so sad for the bear.
Ow!
Like the little berry nanas. Like, I'm very sad for them. I didn't know they were getting hit. I thought.
Wasn't there one recently you were talking about?
Well, there was one in Castle Rock.
That's where it was.
They had a video of it climbing into the Castle Rock police station, their parking lot where all their vehicles are stored. It climbed the fence, got in, and just ran across the parking lot, and that was it. And then they had
he was looking for cocaine. It's like
they
the cocaine
had the
bear.
Bear Necessities song in the background playing while they had the video up. So, but yeah, they are everywhere, and there are more and more this year because of the warm winter we had. They woke up early, and they're a lot more just visible this year. So, but I didn't realize that they were getting hit.
They're getting hit. Ow, that really hurt. What are you doing? Watch where you're going, Subaru.
Do we need bear crossings? Like we have the deer crossings and stuff? Do we need to put up some signs?
The light was flashing. I was crossing.
Exactly, right?
I guess there's a bunch of posts of people just shooting videos and pictures of bears running through their neighborhood.
Yeah.
A lot of that's getting posted on the social. And somebody actually woke up to a bear in their hot tub out on their back patio.
That's a smart bear. Taking
just
a little dip.
Just relaxing my muscles because I was hit by a car.
Exactly.
Don't mind me. We were zipping around our neighborhood on our bikes the other day, and we went kind of down into a little ravine area by a golf course, and it puts you out by 470, so we were riding along 470, kind of. And as we went down into that little ravine area, we had to all throw on our brakes because there was like six deer right there.
Yeah.
Right there. And we stopped, and they started getting all weird on us.
Well, because you never know what they're going to do.
I mean, they look all friendly, right?
No, but you don't want to.
And they're just sitting there eating their leaves.
Yeah.
But one of them started putting his head down and going like that.
Well, it's like that whole.
It's like, bring it, deer.
If not friend, why friend? Shaped, right?
Exactly.
I know. I just want to pet you. Why are you so fluffy?
And the whole time, you know what I was thinking?
What?
Like one of those scenarios that we talk about all the time on the air. If I had to fight this deer,
if you could fight six of them, though,
could I fight this deer? Yeah. I don't know if they'd all come at me.
I think
at least two.
So
you could take two deer.
I feel like I'd put the bike in front of me, right?
Yeah.
and then I don't know. Grab
they
the,
kick though because they rear.
Do.
They rear I, on their
they,
hind legs.
They beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, they would.
But
I
in
know.
The moment, I was like, I could fight that deer right now.
I love how
I
you
will
think,
fight you, deer.
You think you could stand a chance, but you wouldn't. Like they'd take you out.
Local radio host trampled by deer on the side of 470.
And you know, all the other radio people would be like, "Oh dear."
Okay.
Oh, it's going so good.
It was. It was really
I was having fun.
Now we're going to play a song. You ruined it, Katie. Duncan is rolling out some new summer items, including its limited edition Barbie pink strawberry cold foam.
Oh.
Cold foam's like a big thing. Cold foam is having a moment right now, isn't it?
Cold foam is everywhere. It's good, though.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm a fan.
I don't think I've had it.
We got some around Thanksgiving. We had like a pumpkin cold foam or something. And you can get it in the can, and you, and then you read the ingredients on the side, and you're like, "What am I doing to my body?"
I know, yeah, didn't need that.
This one says the sweet creamy topping. You're a creamy topping. Can be added to many iced drinks. It appears in the new offerings such as the Ultimate Pink Daydream, Double Strawberry Daydream, Pink Mango Daydream, and Pink Cherry Daydream Refreshers.
Okay.
All mixed with oat milk, it says.
So different healthy. Flavors, but all pink.
Can you imagine?
What?
Mostly specifically, you and me, Josh. A grown man rolling up to Duncan and being like, "Hey, give me a large pink cherry daydream refresher and put some of that Barbie cold foam on it."
Why not?
And immediately take my man card.
Well, you know,
immediately.
You can do that. It's still fine. You can get your pink on. Yeah.
Now, what was
okay.
that shirt? Tough guys wear pink.
Yes.
Tough guys drink pink.
Okay.
Everybody.
All right. You know, pink.
Give me
is
two
for
pink.
Everyone.
You go first, Josh.
Okay.
You go order and let us know how it is.
It's so good.
Y'all take that pink cherry daydream, please. In my
but
diesel truck.
You just have to say at the end, nitro.
Nitro. Nitro.
Fix everything.
Good God. All right, guys. We'll be back in about 2 minutes and 50 seconds. We'll get our Fast Five on and have some fun here with JKJ, Mix 100. So I got this story here in front of me. We all like snacks and stuff. How about snacking on bugs? Researchers are finding people who try insect-based foods for the first time often enjoy them more than anticipated. This is amongst a group of, well, they only had a sample size of about 38 adults who had never eaten insects before, but they sampled both insect protein bars and insect cereal bars while scientists monitored their brain activity and heart rates, and the results showed that they loved them. They became more attentive and engaged while eating insect-based products. They had increased heart rates and heightened arousal.
Oh.
What?
Whoa. Crickets be cricketing, huh?
This is a good cereal bar. Oh, baby. I had no idea that you'd have heightened arousal if you're eating insects.
I think I'd enjoy it more if they did make it a bar or a powder or something, though. Like, I imagine just eating a straight cricket or beetle.
Like the chocolate-covered cricket.
Yeah, they grind them up and put them in your protein shakes
and like cereal and stuff. Like, that I could probably get on board with a lot more than just eating a straight insect with the legs and everything, you
know? Researchers are calling the findings very surprising, and you can mash all sorts of stuff up in there, like yellow mealworms, locusts, crickets. That's been a thing forever, you know, like chocolate-dipped crickets and stuff like that. But you're going to become more attentive, and your heart rate's going to spike, and you're going to become incredibly aroused if you eat these insect cereal bars.
I think
you come home, and your wife's like watching insect videos and stuff. Ooh. What are you doing? I'm just watching roly-poly videos.
Oh, leave me alone.
What are you watching?
I'm glad I got caught.
She's been watching insects now. Yeah.
I think it'd be bad. Like, as long as you name it something fun, I think people would be on board with it. Like,
which part?
Like a protein bar made of crickets. Like, we could call it, like, a Crit Cat.
Crit Cat.
You know, like, come up with a fun name and people will be okay eating it, I think.
Yeah,
that's part
I
of
guess.
It, you know? Don't you think? Don't you think?
I don't know. Well, here's where we segue into you telling us about your snack that you've been eating.
Well, I have been eating a high-protein snack, and my kid is, like, grossed out by it. It's not even gross. It's just a little unorthodox, and it is my protein bread, which is fabulous, by the way. I love it. My peanut butter, and then blueberries. Not jelly, actual fruit on the peanut butter, and then I smash it and I make a sandwich. And it is like my favorite thing. I get protein, I get fiber.
Sounds good.
But for whatever reason, my kid is grossed out by it. She's like, why are you putting fruit in it when you could just put
it's no
jelly?
Different than jam or jelly.
That's what
I thought. It's the fruit base, and then you got the peanut butter, and it's like it's a peanut butter
and
jelly sandwich.
It's got a little bit more texture in it too, right? Because I throw a whole handful of blueberries
in
there.
Well, people do the peanut butter and banana sandwiches
that's
for decades and decades.
Yeah, so baby not on a shut.
Shut up. But I asked a few other people. I asked my brother. I was talking to my brother last night, and I just was like, hey, what do you think about a peanut butter sandwich, but instead of jelly, you put blueberries in there?
Not?
And he's like, why wouldn't you just put jelly? That's everybody's answer to me. So I just wanted to ask you guys if you were okay with my peanut butter and blueberry sandwich.
I am so fine with it.
And then I can add crickets, and we're even better, right?
Yeah. Okay, what do you need to tell baby Nana?
There we go. Shut up, baby Nana.
Shut up, Nana.
I love you.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five. Fun, five, fun.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We're going fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Definitely one of the most fun moments of this show every day is 7:30 when we play Fast Five. If you'd like to play, call us right now, 303-691-1MIX, which translates to 303-691-1649, all brought to you by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Thank you very much to Bally's Casino Blackhawk. All right, so we'll call in. We'll get you on the air, get to know you, and then I'll throw a category at you. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. Would love to talk to you, especially if you've never played before. Would love to get some newbies on the line today. Some summer newbies. 303-691-1649. Now, give us some examples of ones I've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, because you never know what you're going to ask. You have said things like, name five TV shows that have a location in the title. Also, five famous Franks. Isabel won it yesterday, and she named five things that you can see through, no problem, to grab the top prize.
So, you guys, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up. I know some of you, when that happens, you freak out. Don't hang up. If you hear the radio station in your phone, you're definitely on hold. So 303-691-1649. Call us if you've never played before. And we've got a heck of a prize this week, too.
Oh, yeah. We're going to send you to Red Rocks. That is where you're going to see AJR. They're coming to town on the 29th. So you're going to score yourself a pair of tickets to AJR if you can win Fast Five today. Good luck.
Oh, man. You got to go hang out at Red Rocks.
I know.
Lucky. Ugh. You want to play? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. We got Cheryl on the line. Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got tomorrow off, I see.
Oh, yay.
I do.
You know what? So do we.
Yes.
Booyah.
Nice.
Booyah.
Sleeping.
Booyah. What are you going to do with your day off?
Anything I want to.
Yes, the spirit.
Not work.
Yes.
Not work.
Enjoy
not work.
The whole day.
There you go. Good for you, Cheryl. All right, thank what do you. I have for you? Okay, in 10 seconds, I need you to give me any five women, well-known women, named Rachel. Go!
Rachel Bilson, Rachel McAdams.
Okay. Uh-oh. Hurry.
Oh, I don't know anymore.
Oh,
Ross and Rachel.
Oh, even okay.
Rachel Ray, the cooker. And,
oh, my gosh.
Who was the marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Rachel Brosnahan, right?
Oh,
she was
in
the Superman movie.
Sure.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Cheryl, yes. You didn't get it today, but you know what? Maybe next week we'll do famous Cheryls.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Enjoy your
Bye.
Day off tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.
Who's been holding the longest? It looks like Renee. Hi, Renee.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're going paddleboarding. Is that today?
Paddleboarding. Yes. That's today. It's going to be a hot one. Another hot one.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah.
I usually go to Bear Creek.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's kind of out by me. That's good.
Yeah,
have you,
okay.
Have you done the little paddleboarding lakes over at Chatfield?
Yeah, I have. I invested in the state park pass, so I hope to get a lot of use out of that this
Heck
summer.
Yeah.
Good for you. I've always wanted to do paddleboarding.
Pays for itself. It's so
You got to have balance.
Yeah, standing up is so much harder than it looks, isn't it? Like, I've fallen so many times.
For sure, me too.
Well, you have a heck of a day today, Renee.
Yes.
It's time for you to play Fast Five. We will go from Rachel to another name. In 10 seconds, give me five famous men named Brad. Go!
Brad Pitt.
One.
Brad. Whew. Okay, is there a Brad Jones?
Oh, we'd have to look that up. So maybe you got two.
Maybe you got two.
Well, maybe when you're out on your paddleboard, you can listen to a little country music presented by Brad Paisley.
Oh, yes.
And many more. Okay. I won't give you any more.
Totally fair.
Brad Jones is
Thank
a famous
you so
soccer
much,
player.
You guys.
Renee, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Taylor, Tay-Tay. Hi, Taylor.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you doing today?
Oh, just working and appointments.
Lame.
Nothing too exciting.
What kind of appointments?
Taking my partner to get an EMG test, see if his nerves are working, and physical therapy for him.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope everything's okay.
Absolutely.
You're good. You're
Thank
a good
you.
Lover or whatever, partner. Love her.
Thank you. Both. I try.
She's both.
You're an excellent lover.
Way to make it awkward, Jer.
All right. What do I have for you? Let's quickly move on. Okay. So your letter is H, like a hat. All right. I need five apps on your phone that start with the letter H. Go.
The Home app.
Sure. No cheating.
I don't know the home app.
You got one.
Anything else?
That's right, you got one. Maybe later you'll sit down and watch some HBO or something on Hulu. And many more.
Right.
And many more. Taylor, you have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
bye, Taylor.
That opened up a phone line if you want to play 303-691-1649. You should have that phone number saved in your phone anyway.
Yeah.
That'll get you into our goofy little show here. Carrie, who are you talking to?
Hi, sorry. I'm talking to my daughter, Stella.
Yeah? What are you guys up to today?
We are just on our way to camp this morning.
Camp. How much is that costing you?
This one's not too bad, but the one she did last week was an arm and a leg. So
what was last week's?
A STEM camp.
Oh, yeah.
So, very, yeah.
Pricey. But she's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll, you know, be an engineer and take care of us one day.
There you go.
Girls in STEM, Carrie.
There you go.
So smart.
Yeah.
So smart.
Well done.
And Katie, I have to tell you, I'm actually from
Whoop, your phone's cutting out. You're from where?
Rugby. Did you say Rugby? Yes.
Is that North Dakota?
It is. It's not only that. It's the central of North America, right? Like, that's what we're down for there.
Yep, the geographical center,
You guys are cute.
Fellow NoDak girls. Yay, Carrie.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, let me scratch out on my North Dakota Fast Fives here, because I had a bunch of them. Instead, we're going to focus on Colorado, Carrie. Your letter is H, like hat. I need five cities or towns in Colorado that start with the letter H. Go.
Oh, man. Hannaford. Not know.
Uh-oh. Tell me you live in Highlands Ranch. Please tell me you live in Highlands Ranch.
I do not.
That's all right. Well, there's Holyoke and Hudson and many more.
There's so
many more big ones. But Carrie, it was nice talking to you. You guys have a great day.
Yes.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Carrie.
Boy, are these too hard today?
Sweet.
Olivia.
You kind of come out swinging.
Hi.
Are these too hard today?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. Take it easy,
What would Jared? Be an easier one, you think?
I don't know. Probably, like, one of the ones where you're like, name five things you shouldn't put in this place.
What place do you want me to choose?
Um, garbage disposal.
Things you shouldn't put in a garbage disposal? Let me write that down.
That's really good. Olivia, I like how you called your shot there.
I'm not going to give you that one, but I wrote it down.
Come on. She didn't work for you. Okay.
You sound tired, Olivia. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just, at school is all.
Well, are you going to summer school, yeah. Olivia?
Yeah, for, I'm taking general chemistry, too.
Oh,
that sounds like a fun little summer activity.
You sound like a smarty pants.
Yeah.
Super
with
smart.
Your beakers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
All right. In 10 seconds, give me 5 sports that do not require running. Go.
Golf.
Yep.
Pickleball. Table tennis, ping pong.
You got 4.
Swimming.
Man.
Maybe darts.
Darts is
one. Yeah.
Cup stacking. Polo, right? Because you're on the horse. You're not running.
Yeah. Oh, that was such a good try, Olivia.
Darn it, Olivia. Next time you call the garbage disposal for sure, though, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a good day at school.
Bye.
Bye.
Hope you know all the chemistry.
Sarah Bobera.
Hello.
What are you doing today?
Thank you.
I'm just working.
Are you? Like right now, you're at work?
I just got here. I'm sitting in the parking lot.
Okay, so you're early. Good job, Sarah.
I am early.
Yay.
Do you like your job?
Yeah, I love my job.
Have we talked to you before?
No.
No? Okay. What do you do for a living?
I work for a cannabis company.
Oh, some pot weed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Katie, you should get her number.
Shout out, Jerry.
I always enjoy the funny names of the potweed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to come up with those.
Do you really? You come up with the potweed names?
You get to come up with them?
Yeah. Sometimes, like if they accidentally name it something that's like copyright
or something, then
I'll have to like change it up.
The Purple Monster or something.
Okay, so what's your favorite name you've come up with?
That you can say on the radio.
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
You can't
right
think right now.
Huh?
It's hard to think quick when you're stoned all the time.
She didn't say she's stoned.
I just work
time.
In the offices.
Oh, okay. It's contact high.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. You don't need to tell us, Sarah. All right. You do need to think quick, so it's a good thing you're not stoned right now.
That's true.
Okay. Oh, I got 2 I kind of like. Okay. In 10 seconds, Sarah, I need you to give me 5 things that you might find on a pirate ship. Go!
Gold, swords, an anchor, fruit, men, pirate flag.
Fruit and men.
They have fruit on a pirate ship all day.
Not really.
Come on, bounty of berries.
No, because a lot of pirates died of, what is that, scurvy? Because they didn't have access to fresh fruit, but that's all right.
What do you mean? But she still got another one on top of that. She said men and pirate flags
after that. Yeah, you kind of did.
Come on, Sarah, all day.
You should name some of your pot stuff after pirates. That'll give you some ideas today, okay?
I'll write it down.
The anchor, the heavy anchor.
You could call it scurvy.
They can't. You call one of them scurvy. Sunrise scurvy.
Yay!
Or something. Okay, so do you know what happens when you win Fast Five?
You play the happy sound?
I need you to say, Jeremy, play me the Winnie Win sound.
Jeremy, play me the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah! Sarah, you should name some of your weed the Winnie Win.
Oh, purple Winnie Win.
That's a good idea.
The Winnie Win.
Yes.
All right, Sarah, you were a lot of fun. Thank you for calling in today. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and tell you how to get those tickets to Red Rocks to go see AJR, all right?
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Boom. That's how we get her done.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, coming up right around 8:20. 8:25-ish. We're going to be opening up the phone lines, letting you guys call in and sound off and talk about your dad, since Sunday's Father's Day and a lot of us have tomorrow off because of Juneteenth. We're going to talk about dads today and like all those fun little things that your dad used to tell you growing up. You know?
Dadisms.
Little dadisms, little stories, little tidbits, little things that dad used to say. And you're like, whatever, dad.
Little sayings.
What were some of dad's famous sayings? We want to talk about that, and we'll want your calls and comments coming up right around 8:20 with JKJ Mix 100. It's going to be another hot day today, about 96 in the Mile High City. That means I got a bunch of goofy kids probably running around my house in the air conditioning all day today. There's a kid over yesterday.
Ooh, not a fan.
Well, and they're probably on one, too.
I am not a fan. Yeah, they're rowdy AF, and they're jumping all over the place, and this one kid's kind of a punk, so.
Well, I can already feel my because it's hot attitude coming up, so I get it with the kids. Like, when it gets like this, you're just waking up on one, right?
So, yeah, well, there's one in particular, though. I don't care if it's hot or cold or, you know.
They're just a jerk.
Every time they're over, I'm like, I don't like this kid. Right? And I feel bad, you know, as being a grown adult and you look at this little child, you're like, I hate you.
You know what's funny, though? I've had those moments, too, where you're just like, Zoe, really, this is the friend? This
exactly.
is the kid?
I'm like, this is who we want to be hanging out with, because I don't think that's a good idea, because I hate this kid.
Your friends are a reflection of you.
And I'm very short with them when they're over, and you know, I don't know, I feel bad.
You smell funny, kid.
They all smell funny at this age, honestly. But yeah, I hate this.
Or kid's probably just like, hey, Mr. Padgett. And you're like, just get out of here.
Oh, you're back.
Can I have a snack?
No.
No, get out of my house. I hate you. Oh, come on. Every parent has a...
They do.
Has the one.
I know exactly who my friend was.
It was probably you, Josh, when you went to your friend's houses.
No, my parents just hated me.
I know which one my friend was getting home. Because, like, nobody talked to my dad, but my one friend who did talk to my dad annoyed the crap out of my dad. Like, hi, Mr. Richard! Like,
Mr. Richard! I just love what you've done with the house.
Kelly, she's still... I love her, but man, she... And, like, everybody kind of feared my dad a little bit, right? Because he was tall and just, you know, he just like dark and moody a little bit. But like, she always just walked up to him and she, hi, Mr. Richard, how's your day? And he's like,
standing there in his tidy whities. Bottle of Jack.
Leave me alone, kid.
Get here. Bring me my smokes.
Exactly.
I should probably just leave the house and just go to a movie or something, I guess. I guess I could do that. I'm not a big do things by myself kind of guy, though. Oh, so I don't know if I could do that.
You know, it's so funny. So that's kind of floating around on TikTok right now, called the solo table theory. Have you heard of that?
Solo table theory?
Yeah.
No.
What
an incredible segue this was.
Well, it's like a mindful self-growth concept, right? Because ask yourself this question, because I am able to go out and eat at a restaurant by myself, no problem. But there are a lot of people out there who did makes them uneasy. So can you go out to eat by yourself?
No.
Never?
No. Never even done it. Never. I can't say I've never done it? But I've never rolled into like an Olive Garden and pulled up at a booth and had my little basket of breadsticks all by myself.
No, but what about
I've
like a Chick-fil-A? You know, like it doesn't have to be a sit-down.
Zip in and out.
Never?
Never.
Wow.
I am shocked by that.
But you are habitually single. So, like, if you want to go do things, you are going to be alone.
But even when I had the
hard to be with.
Family picket fence animal situation, I still went out.
She had
and
a daughter attached at her hips.
By
still.
Myself.
Yeah.
Like, I still love to be by
myself.
I have
never done it.
Well, and they're saying, like, so this is a new thing because it goes along with all the stay away from technology stuff, right? But also, they say sitting alone, intentionally dining or sitting alone in public builds quiet confidence. So that's part of it.
I don't need quiet confidence.
It proves you don't need constant company, distractions, or external validations to feel complete. But it's not just people. It is literally being able to sit in silence and observe what's going around you without having to look at your phone. And it also say that the anxiety of eating alone is largely in our heads because we think people are judging us.
No one notices you.
Everyone's looking at
they're
you.
They're not, though.
Yes, because they're like, oh, isn't that
they're
sad
not.
That person's all alone?
Most people are so absorbed in their own little world.
Sympathy
worlds. Like, oh, no. So I think that a lot of people have it in their heads that eating alone automatically makes them look lonely, makes them look like, you know, they don't have any friends. But really, it says that, you know, if you're visibly comfortable being alone in a public setting, people really look at you as you're secured and self-assured. So I think that it really is, a lot of it is in our minds. But they say if you have a struggle with this, like Jeremy, if you think
I'm struggling with being alone.
Well, people are going to judge you for eating
you or
in a
loved
restaurant.
One struggle with being alone? Call Frank Azar. Call the strong arm.
No, but they say to go try and practice it. Go sit at a restaurant, okay. Put your phone away.
So it's without your phone?
Without your phone, too. That's
I'm
part
not
of
doing
it.
That, right?
I love a good dining alone experience. Like, honestly, it's fine. I've been single, too, for a long time, Katie. And even with girlfriends in the past, like, I'm not with them constantly.
Yeah.
And, you know, a guy gets hungry. So I don't think I've had a problem with that. But if I'm just sitting there eating my food, looking around at people, that would get me a little creeped out. I love having the phone as a security blanket and being able to just, you know, scroll TikTok while I'm eating my Chick-fil-A sandwich, you know. But I think that you do look a little bit creepy
when you're not looking at your phone.
Well, if you're just eating, making eye contact with someone,
well,
you're sitting alone.
Eye contact, but like looking around and observing.
No,
right?
I would stare at the people across from me and chew
straight contact.
Awkward eye contact. But they say embracing the stillness is part of this. So yeah they encourage you to put the phone away, put the devices, to simply sit with your thoughts and be fully present. What?
My thoughts would say this is embarrassing.
So foo-foo-y, I guess. You know.
You don't like it's all trend buzzy.
It's all trend and
stuff.
Buzzy, yes, thank you. I'm on my alone eating journey.
But they say what it really does, it reestablishes solitude as a form of arrival rather than an absence of connection.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. Buzzy and trendy.
Arriving
there you go.
Chick-fil-A
like motivation.com right now or
They're
something?
They're calling it a power move, Jer, rather than a consolation prize.
Sitting there shoving breadsticks in your mouth by yourself is a power move, huh?
So powerful.
I'm so powerful.
Alfredo sauce.
Have this list in front of me of the things that dads actually want for Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things on the list is just to be left alone so I could smoke meats.
Oh, I thought you were going to say beef.
No, beef and smoking meats.
Okay.
Just leave me alone. That's one of my most favorite things, smoking meat. So I get it. But yeah, Father's Day's on Sunday. So don't forget, like I did. Whoops. And we want to talk about dads and all the fun things that dads say. So phone lines are wide open if you want to sound off. 303-691-1649. What were some of the dad-isms that dad used to say growing up? Things that he told you that you're kind of like, I don't know. Is that true? Like, will lightning really come through the telephone line and strike me if I'm talking on the phone?
Yeah, or just funny sayings, right? Because my dad used to say the same thing, but it was so funny every time he said it. And he had a lot of those. So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like a lot of different things.
My
dad
was one of the things, like, it made me believe that, like, turning on the light in the car while you were driving at night, you were going to get pulled over right away.
Yeah.
Like, turn that light off in the back. Or,
right there.
You know, if you touch the thermostat or leave a window open, I'm not, you know, cooling down or heating entire neighborhood.
Coffee stunts your growth.
Yes. Yeah. I drank a lot of coffee as a child.
Did you? Shorty. So what were some of the fun things that your dad said to you? Skip the stereotypical ones, you know, like we're not, you know, cool in the outdoors. 303-691-1649. Calls and comments. The phone lines are wide open if you guys want to sound off about dad. So what were some of the ones that your dad said, Katie?
Okay, so my dad, whenever he was like not having something, right? When it was just not okay, he would be like, well, that dog won't hunt. That dog won't even come out from under the front porch.
What?
I know. And he said it all the time.
What?
Like, constantly. Whenever he didn't like something, it was, well, that dog won't hunt. That dog won't even come out from underneath the front porch.
So it doesn't have to be a dog?
Did he just say it like that?
It never had to do with dogs. Yes.
He's from North Dakota?
He's from North Dakota. But for whatever reason, his John Wayne kicked in to tell us about the dog under the porch. But he also, like, anytime we asked, hey, Dad, what's for dinner? He'd say, food. And then when we say, well, what kind of food, Dad? the kind to eat. Those were all the things he said all the time. And then, you lie like a cheap rug.
Yeah, that's a dad classic, too.
Yeah, so many. Oh, I
Your
could
dad had a ton
dad.
Of them.
My dad had so many.
That one he always used to say, the I never wanted you. Those That was a
no,
good one.
No, shut up. He always wanted. My dad loved him. I was
I don't think you're even mine. I think
no,
that was one
shut
he said.
Up. You
what was
look
the
like
other one he said? Bring me my whiskey. If you need me, I'll be passed out in the bathtub. That
no,
was a quiet dad
no,
classic.
No, that wasn't.
House,
he didn't
it?
Say it. He just did it. That's different.
Stop looking
it's
at me in my tidy whities. Oh, Dad. Ron says, my dad told me if I drove with less than a quarter tank of gas, all the dirt from the bottom of the gas tank would get sucked into the engine and destroy my car instantly. Jeez, Dad.
Dang.
I guess that's Dad's way of telling you just to put gas in your car so you're always prepared. My dad used to convince us that every single buffet put laxatives in the food to keep people from eating too much. That was from Jennifer. That's pretty good. And then Amanda wrote in and said, my dad insisted every hotel room had hidden microphones, so we needed to be quiet on vacation. It's brilliant!
Those are smart dad moves right there.
That's brilliant, Amanda.
Keep those kids in line.
I gotta use that one. What were the things your dad told you? 303-691-1649. Here is Ricky. Hi, Ricky. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. What did your dad used to tell you?
My dad used to tell me if you had an all-nighter for high school and you couldn't finish your homework and you stay up all night and then the next day you felt so yucky, mm-hmm. and he'd say, if you don't eat, you've got to sleep. If you don't sleep, you've got to eat. You got to feel your body somehow.
Oh.
So even when you feel crappy when you wake up after you pulled an all-nighter, you have to eat.
Really?
I still live by it. When I feel crappy, I'm like, I either got to sleep or eat, probably.
Wise words to live by.
Gives you an excuse to pound a bunch of food in your face, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh?
I like your dad a lot.
Katie, yeah.
Were you pulling an all-nighter, studying or partying?
Either.
A little bit of both. All right.
A little bit of both, yeah.
He's like, honey, but you're hungover again. You need to eat.
No, mostly not with my dad.
Yeah, all right.
That's funny.
Well, good advice. It stuck with you, obviously, Ricky.
What was your dad's name?
Good advice. Rick.
Rick.
Oh,
Rick and Ricky.
Ricky. Yay.
Yeah. 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 We did that.
Yep. That was you.
We did that.
That is you. Ricky, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Happy Father's Day. Have a good
Thank you. Bye, Ricky.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if anyone else wants to sound off, I got two lines right now, 303-691-1649. Somebody on the text line, 4948, says, my dad told me squirrels remember every human they've ever met. Is that true?
I don't know, but now.
Do they hold grudges or something?
Dads
I don't
are
know.
Smart, so I'd lean towards the truth, right?
Samantha wrote in and said, my dad always told us if you swallowed a fruit sticker, doctors would have to surgically remove it. I was terrified of stickers on apples for years. That's a good one. Hi, Gregory.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. What did your dad used to
That's
say
good.
To you?
I guess it's not really a funny one, but
right.
he always told me to keep my eyes on the prize.
Keep your eye on the prize.
That's
just kind of made you work harder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Had me focus on the main goal behind what I'm trying to achieve.
Well, what's your main goal right now, Gregory?
Staying clean and sober.
Attaboy. Eye on the prize, Gregory.
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
luck,
sure.
my friend. All right, good luck. Appreciate you, buddy. Couple more on the text line. My dad said every shopping cart with a wobbly wheel was deliberately made that way to slow down shoplifters.
Sticky fingers, you just watch out.
Oh, no, every shopping cart's like that. Let's see here. Chris wrote in and said, my dad claimed that all gas stations get their gas from the exact same giant underground gas tank. I believed it for years. Okay, now that's damn funny.
That is.
That
and believable, right? We would all believe that.
I know for me, my dad was always lecturing about never mowing the lawn when there's wet grass. If the grass is a little bit dewy or anything, he swore to me every time, if you do that, you will slide underneath the lawnmower and it will slice your legs off.
Oh,
Yeah, I still think about this to this day when I go out and try to mow the lawn. I'm like, is it dry? Is it dry? I don't want to lose a
foot. That's gory. Like,
I know, right?
My dad just said it ruins the blade, but your dad said you will
nope.
die.
It'll lock my legs off, Mia.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Mia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Tell us about your dad. What did he tell you?
Oh, my gosh. Bless his heart. He's been gone a long time. But growing up, I was daddy's girl, and it was only me and my brother, right?
Yeah.
And so he would go, instead of saying no to me, he would say, "We'll see, Donna Kay." And I knew that meant no. And I was like, who in the hell is Donna Kay? There's only two of us. You
oh,
know?
That's funny. Like, yeah. What? Did you ever find that out, what that meant?
Yeah, who's Donna Kay?
No. I used to watch sitcoms with his dad. There's no characters named Donna Kay. You know, and I was like, where in the hell did he get that? You know, and it's like, where is that coming from?
That
so, yeah, that
so
was my
weird.
Dad thing to this day.
Isn't that such a parent thing, though? Like, every kid eventually finds out that we'll see means, no, it's not happening.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
But well, being his favorite, right? He had it laid it easy. You know, it's like, don't get her all freaked out.
Oh,
don't get
so
her all
sweet.
Paranoid.
Well,
yes, so thank you.
Much love to you and your family and thoughts of your dad this Sunday, all
yes.
right?
Yes.
All right, y'all. Same to you.
Thank you. Have a good day. A couple more that came in on the text line. My dad always told us that every family has one designated person who's naturally good at finding parking spots, and it was only him.
What?
Okay, that's a strange one. And this one made me laugh. Who was it? Andy wrote in. My dad told me not to whistle indoors because it confused the smoke detectors. That's a dad right there that is sick of his kids whistling in the house. I guarantee you that. Guaranteed. Sharon called in. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what are the fun things your dad used to tell you?
My father, when my mom and my dad would be watching TV, he would start dozing off. And my mom would look over and be like, Arnie, you need to wake up. He'd be like, I'm not falling asleep. I'm just resting my eyes.
Oh, Arnie.
Sick.
You're a liar.
Yeah, we know you're sleeping.
Arnie's a liar.
Come on.
That is a dad classic right there. I'm not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes. Sharon, that's funny. Thank you. Here's Chris. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. This is hilarious.
Good.
All right. What's your fun dad story?
Okay. My dad was a sheriff for many, many years. And from the time I can just remember being like 4 or 5 years old, he would always look at me when I was doing something wrong. And he would say, if you ever go to jail, don't call me. I'm not going to bail you out.
At 4 years old?
Yeah.
You were into some stuff, though, weren't you?
Right?
At four, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was a little nippersnicker, and I still am. So, you know, but I stayed out of jail, so it was good advice.
Okay. He kept you scared.
You're scared
exactly.
Straight. You never shoplift ever
That's
again.
Funny.
She waited until she was 7 to start shoplifting.
Exactly.
There we go. So funny. Thank you, everybody, for your calls and comments. Absolutely fantastic. We appreciate you listening. Sports here at Denver's Mix 100. Josh, what's going on in the world of sports?
We got one of the funniest stories here coming out of Norway, and it has to do with the World Cup. The Norwegian national team decided to come here and try to win it all here in the World Cup, but they did something funny. Instead of just trusting us Americans making their food, they said, Americans don't eat very healthy. We are bringing 1,000 kilograms, which is about 2,200 pounds of fish and salmon and Brunost, which is their sweet brown cheese, their traditional sweet brown cheese.
Oh, sweet brown cheese.
And 6,000 oranges with them. These guys are going to be so efficient in vitamin C.
Why don't they like our oranges?
I know. They don't even trust our oranges.
I don't know. They brought all this food over, as well as their culinary expert chefs, to make their team their own food. They're like, Americans, stay away from our food. We don't want anything to do
with
that.
Don't touch our sweet brown cheese.
I'm like, what? McDonald's ain't good enough for you guys?
That's so fun. Meanwhile, the Germans are hitting up Waffle House and every other fast food place they can get.
And the Scottish are chugging all of our beer.
On top of that, yeah, they're the only people that decided to do this because the Scots come to town and they're like, give us all the beer.
All
we want everything. They are drinking Boston quite literally out of all the beer that they have there. Many, many bars are reporting, hey, We have nothing left. We need to make emergency runs to the Sam Adams of all things. Jared, do you like Sam Adams?
Yeah, I've got no beef with Sam
Adams.
Okay,
all right, cool.
I've had the emergency runs before, too.
It's after five or six Sam Adams.
It's after too much sweet brown cheese.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the Scots love it. They're drinking like there's no tomorrow. And they even learned a new song here in America.
Oh.
Oh, oh.
You bet they did.
Yes, they did. And it sounds something like this.
So drunk.
It's so drunk. And it's the best because they're literally in the videos on top of tables and bar stools singing. I just love how when they get drunk, they just get musical.
They do.
Just let's start singing some old John Denver of all things.
So, I'm
and
mad
in
at
their
that.
Accent. But leave some of the beer for those Red Sox fans, though, right?
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
And no more emergency runs.
Yeah, there you go. Let's get you up to date on all the fun things going on locally. What you got, Katie?
Okay, we've got an adorable story starting things up about a Lakewood police officer pulling over a 5-year-old. So cute, right? It's actually getting a lot of traction on social media. Lakewood Police Department said one of its officers recently pulled over a, quote, speedster who was caught exceeding the adorable speed limit in his custom-designed ride around the streets of Lakewood.
What?
This is so cute.
Is it like a box with wheels on it or something?
No, it's a little mini McLaren. Like, this kid is rolling, like, large. It's amazing, but the picture is what makes this so great. As a Lakewood police officer again is pulling over this little 5-year-old, and this little kid is just staring up at him like, what? I'm trying to get home to take a nap.
Well,
you know,
it's so funny because the kid's got his shirt off.
Like, he does. He doesn't even have a shirt on.
Rolling
he's just
shirtless
like,
in his McLaren.
Turn to the left. Like, he's so cute. But I put a picture.
Was there
of
an
it.
Altercation with the officer?
No. He
did
went
he spit on the cop and they
quietly,
had to tase him?
It was a quiet arrest. The agent had to issue a sternly humorous warning.
Did he get out and
driving.
Run?
He did not try and get away. No, he went home and took his nap like a good little kid. But again, that picture is up in our social media pages at Jeremy, Katie, Josh in our stories. So
I
go
need
take
backup.
A look at it.
Backup.
It is so cute.
We're going to need to search your vehicle, sir.
Way to go just Lakewood Police for humanizing that position again, because I
that's
know that,
mine.
You know, they get a bad rap sometimes, and so I love that we're
well,
able.
Well, we love our first responders.
We love our first responders, so thank you for doing
but
that.
We hate
giving
toddlers
us
behind the wheel. We do.
We love toddlers too, Jeremy.
Generally, we hate toddlers.
Okay. You know what we also love is sunsets, right?
Yes.
We love sunsets, and apparently we have some of the best here in America. So, hail Colorado. Rocky Mountain National Park specifically, because the airport transportation company, HOPA, they analyzed some
Get
TikTok.
Get to the HOPA.
Yes. They analyzed some stuff on social media about the country's most iconic national parks to find out where we're generating the most buzz about sunsets, right? So, Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park, number one, with the most posts and stuff on social media. But
never heard of it.
A strong number two is Rocky Mountain National Park.
Hey.
So, yeah, they said that a big reason is because the elevation. So the highest point in Rocky Mountain National Park is like around 12,000 feet. And so they said to see the sunset at that vantage point really puts Colorado on the top of the list. So I love
Heck
it. I know
yeah.
I'm a big fan of our sunset. So, yeah.
And
sign
sunrises.
Me up.
Both
of them. I like all the sun stuff.
Both good here.
Okay. And then some things for you to get into this weekend. Happy Father's Day. Pikes Peak International Hill Climb, that is this weekend. And it's a wonderful event that goes on here in Colorado. We've got Strawberry Days in Glenwood Springs.
Strawberry?
That's very exciting. So they've got all kinds of strawberry-themed food, events, people dress as strawberries. There's a lot of music up there in Glenwood Springs when they have their Strawberry Days. Have either of you been a part of it before?
I have not dressed as a strawberry
you
before.
You need to. It is so much fun. Like, I just love how Colorado really embraces the fruit, right? We have days for all the fruits. So, strawberry days in Glenwood. We really do.
We've got a big
Cedar Edge Apple Festival.
Peach Festival. Yeah.
Cedar Edge Apple Festival. We've got the Paonia Cherry Days. We've got the Olathe Sweet Corn, which is
a cantaloupe
vegetable,
day?
But still sweet. Halloween. We have the Rocky Mountain, Rocky Ford Cantaloupe Days.
Do they have a day?
I'm sure they do.
They better.
I'm sure. Is there a melon day? Text us.
I do have a giant melon costume.
Ah, you know.
That's what I'll participate in.
You got that one in the closet. Okay. And then the big one in Denver, we've got Juneteenth festivities all weekend long. Ours is going to be a 3-day party now. So this used to be just a 1-day event, but now in the historic Five Points area, they're kicking things off tomorrow night. They've got music, DJ, all kinds of fun stuff. And that continues through Sunday with all kinds of festivities there for Juneteenth. So looks like a good time. And there you go. There's your Mile High Hype, Jer.
5 questions. 2 players. 1 winner.
I'm a winner.
Who's getting crushed today?
I can't wait to crush you people.
It's time to play Katie Crush with JKJ.
Let's get it on. Who do we have? We got Kristen who made it through. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Hey.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
We've been living in Denver for actually about 2 years today, actually, and I'm a parent CNA for my kids.
Nice.
So,
where'd you come from?
I was born in North Carolina, but we lived in Florida before this.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks for hanging out with us
and
having us on in the morning. Now, do you have like any hobbies or do you anything for fun?
We like to go to comedy shows.
Nice.
We actually just went to see Pete Holmes last week.
I love that guy. He's got a great podcast.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Awesome. Well, so if you can crush me today, this is right up your alley.
Weird Al at Red Rocks.
Such good tickets.
Weird Al.
Yes. Yeah.
He's great.
He's the best ever, Kristen. All right, so I'm going to give you... first of all, you keep saying we. Who's we?
Me and my husband.
Oh, the Hubs. You want to give him a shout-out?
Yeah, my husband, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
What up, Mark?
Mark is the best, you guys.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie because she's mean.
Hey.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, she's the worst, Kristen. Katie, you want to say anything to Kristen?
Oh, no. I love that you're playing for laughs. You want to have fun. So good luck to you, Kristen. I hope you bring it today.
Thank you. You too.
Did you want to say anything to Mark?
Oh, up?
I hope I win these tickets. Send me all the good vibes.
There we go. Good vibes your way, Kristen.
All right, Katie, get out of here.
Go in.
She's leaving the studio, Kristen. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating, and we will find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in. So let's get it started. So the video game Mortal Kombat, right? Has a character named Scorpion. He's got a famous catchphrase when he drags an opponent towards him after launching a spear from his hand. What's the catchphrase?
Get over here.
Oh, I like the way you said it even. All right, second question. We'll get in the Wayback Machine here. Who plays Gilbert in the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What was the reality show that starred Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
I know this. The Simple Life, I think.
Fourth question. What's the name of NASA's mission that successfully launched back on April 1st?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? You want to pass?
Yes.
All right, pass. And finally, what's the name given to leggings that look like jeans?
Jeggings.
Jeggings. All right, let's get Katie back in here. I'm going to check one of my answers really quick.
Hi.
All right. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I was looking up one of my answers really quick, making sure I was right.
Oh.
Okay, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right. What was the character Scorpion? Remember from Mortal Kombat? Scorpion.
Yeah.
What was his catchphrase when he drags an opponent towards him after launching a spear from his hand?
Oh, what was it? It's like, finish him, but that's not it. It's like, Ryuka, right? Is that it?
Hadouken?
Ryuka.
Ariuka.
Right?
Ariola. No.
No, what was it? I know this.
What was it, Kristen?
Get over here.
Man. No, remember, it was Radon, I think, who flipped and then went,
hurry! Raiden, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. He was lightning.
Radon.
Radon.
Oh, Kristen. See what I got to work with
Silent
here?
Silent killer.
Radon. Your second question. Who played Gilbert in What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Oh, I love that movie. It's Johnny Depp.
I've never seen that movie.
And you said Leo D.
Oh, but he's in it. His brother in the movie.
He's
yeah.
not Gilbert, though, right?
That's a good guess. No, he's not. Johnny Depp's Gilbert, great. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the reality show that starred Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie?
That's so hot. It's The Simple Life.
Hey, yay. Kristen, you
we
said that too.
That.
Yay. We are having fun.
Yay!
This is a good time. What's the name of NASA's mission that was successfully launched back on April 1st?
Oh, is that the one with the Bezos guy with the rocket that was shaped like the... No? What was the name of that?
Did you just want to say penis rocket?
Yeah, I know that's not it. Let's go Bezos rocket. Oh.
Kristen, you said pass.
What was
it's
it?
The Artemis
yeah,
2. The Artemis 2 went up and around the moon.
I knew that.
And they came back.
That didn't even have Bezos on it, did
no,
it?
No, Bezos
right
had nothing
one.
To do with it.
Not even the right
one. The
What's the name given to the leggings that look like jeans?
Oh, jeggings.
Hey, Kristen, you said jeggings. Hey. Okay, time to do math. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Oh, is it tie? What happens with ties, Kristen?
Katie decides, and she gets it.
Because I'm a monster.
But Kristen, guess what?
What?
We have work off tomorrow. We have a 3-day weekend.
Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a really good mood.
Yes.
You like comedy shows?
Yes.
So I'm going to take your tickets and go see Weird Al,
no,
okay?
Jeremy!
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
No.
Thanks for playing.
Give them to Kristen. Don't do that. Give them to Kristen.
Do you think Mark would want to go see Weird Al? Do you think Mark likes him?
Definitely.
Really?
Oh, yes.
A little date night?
Yeah.
No, I just waited.
I'm in a really good. No, I didn't tell you I was giving them to you yet.
No, let's. Please.
Okay, now I'll go. Yeah. Yay! You got it.
Yay! Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're super sweet.
So fun.
I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. Well, you and Marco have a hell of a time at Red Rocks seeing Weird Al. I've seen him twice. Absolutely fantastic show. So you have a good time, alrighty?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're so much fun, Kristen. Thanks for playing and thanks for listening.
Thank you.